time now for your comments. Bill Uliberry writes about a story on folklorist Alan Lomax, who recorded the reactions of Americans to the attack on Pearl Harbor in 1941. The project is being repeated after the September 11th attacks. Uliberry says it was wrong to say the recordings were made on tape, which did not exist in 1941. He's correct. Tape recording was perfected by the Germans during World War II and wasn't publicly available in the United States until 1947. Steve Jelf of Arkansas City, Kansas, wonders about a story last week regarding the Nobel Prize for Physics. He says, okay, some guys came up with a substance that's not gas, liquid, or solid. What's the big deal? Jell-O did this years ago. Concerning the terrorist attacks, Tom Sklebar of Montpelier, North Dakota, says he thinks NPR overuses the word fear to describe the feelings of most Americans. He writes, this may be true near the epicenters of the disasters, such as New York and Washington, but outside those areas, a more appropriate term may be apprehensive. Kathleen Ide of Cary, North Carolina, praised Alex Chadwick's interview with Frederick Starr about his dual career as a Central Asian scholar and the founder of the Louisiana Repertory Jazz Ensemble. She writes, I realize you have to talk about the war almost exclusively, but this morning you managed to talk about something good at the same time. Send your comments to Morning Edition Letters, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. The email address is morning@npr.org. And please say where you live and how to pronounce your name.